Hello, my name is Miranda Brockman and I play the cello in the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra. Music has been around me and part of my life since I was born, and its capacity to fill me with sudden, radiant joy, no matter what mood I'm in, is something I feel sure I share with all human beings when we care to stop for a moment and truly listen. Today, I want to take you through some of the music that never ceases to surprise me with its joy and beauty. The first piece is by the great English romantic composer Elgar. His Nimrod is written for his friend Augustus, whose kindness and friendship supported the composer through periods of depression and self-doubt. Listen to the magnificent arc of the music, the way it is constantly searching and yearning, building to an enormous, joyful climax before finally dissolving away quite quickly, like sea spray. The second piece of music is by master songwriter Schubert, who uses the melody of one of his own songs about a trout, recreating it into a quintet for piano, violin, viola, cello and double bass. From the first note, joy ripples out of this music like the water it depicts around the trout. And though not biased, of course, it is the section where the cello takes the melody which breaks open my heart. What follows is another piece of music for a small combination of players, the first movement from perhaps the most famous piano trio by Beethoven, his Archduke Trio. For me, playing the cello is about giving expression to the most beautiful and rich sound I can produce, and this music is full of opportunities for pouring out joyful cello sounds which weave in and around the inventive lines of the violin and piano. The playlist then moves on to the third movement of Brahms' Third Symphony. Hearing beauty like this makes me happy to be alive, and I simply love being part of a big section of cellos as together our stirring warmth unveils the soul of this wonderful movement. Listen to the way Brahms then passes this opening melody to different instruments, each who bring new flavours to the music. Then time stands still with the second movement of Beethoven's Fifth Piano Concerto. You'll find yourself floating effortlessly with the solo piano above the orchestra, being nurtured by the rich textures of the orchestral carpet beneath you. Joy here expresses itself in contented peace rather than the more urgent, yearning joy of, say, Elgar's Nimrod. Bach has the final word in this playlist with his setting of the hymn, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring. It is from his cantata, Heart and Mouth and Deed and Life. And I'm reminded that beauty and joy are somehow beyond space and time, yet always within me and those around me, if I can only pause and look. So thank you for the opportunity to share some of my feelings about this music with you. I do hope you're entranced by it as much as I am, that it brings you joy and also forms a welcome resource on your journey.